Part of Harris's strategy needed no explanation. Cecilia could see for herself the advantage of having the yacht able to switch beacon IDs, and the importance of timing was obvious as well. She cut short Pharaoh's attempt to explain.
Yes, I can see that it's best to change when we're not in their scan. My question was, are they still clumped up behind their barrage screen?
It won't really screen our change.
Cecilia closed her eyes a moment, and then gave him a stare that had shriveled young men years before this one was born. He froze in place, as she intended.
I know that. What I'm interested in is whether we can tell where they are and whether they're still clumped. When the prey scatters...
But they're hunting us.
Cecilia felt sorry for Harris. If this was the best she could find to send back to the yacht, she must be working with a real handicap on the cruiser.
So they think. I don't believe Commander Serrano looks at it that way. You see, in my experience, Commander Serrano considers herself the hunter.
Oh.
Cecilia shook her hand, as if it were obvious.
Or lure them, confuse them. You see my point.
But this is a defensive action.
Come, Captain Pharaoh. What does the textbook say about defensive actions?
Attack on defense.
Very well. Which makes us... cow horses.
Pharaoh looked blank.
Riding drag, or flank, or something like that. We keep the stragglers from getting away.
She risked a glance around the bridge and intercepted some dubious expressions from the rest of the crew, expressions quickly wiped to blank respect. That would have to change. She grinned at them all until she got answering smiles, however weak.
I'm a scatty old woman. Don't let my gorgeous red hair fool you. I'm a rejuvenant and it's all fake. And sometimes I lose the words I want. The brain's stuffed too full of too many damn disciplines.
It's all right, sir. It's just we never heard a spaceship compared to a cow horse before. Or the benignity is cows.
I spent the last 58 days at bloodstock farms with other horse fanciers. Came back with my head full of bloodlines and genetic analyses instead of technical data for ships.
And you really think Commander Serrano was planning to do more than just hold them off?
Yes, and so do you.
But Commander Garavay said...
Commander Garavay is dead. Harris is commanding. It's a new hunt.
As the hours passed, Cecilia decided that only inexperience kept Pharaoh from being a reasonably good young officer. She had the impression from him and the others that Garavay had wanted no more initiative in his officers than it took to wipe themselves, and he'd have preferred to have them do that on command. But with Cecilia behind him, Pharaoh began to think of some things for himself. He would glance at her fearfully each time. She discovered that a smile and a nod seemed to increase his intelligence by 10 points. And Pharaoh's judgment, when he actually got up his nerve to make decisions, was sound. He accepted Sirkin's expertise, and they made their FTL hop on her mark. The first switch of beacon IDs went without a hitch, and then they were tucked in behind Orison's rings, Sirkin having managed to drop the extra velocity of the FTL jump in some clever way that let them crawl into cover with, as Pharaoh put it, just enough skirt trailing.
Which satellite has the mining colony?
That one. But they've got nothing useful.
For now. Who knows? If we asked them, they might be able to help.
I'm not sure I have the authority to talk to civilians at a time like this.
I do.
What that authority was, Cecilia wasn't sure, but her instinct said it was time to form a pack. Aboard the Benignity cruiser Paganini, Admiral Straussi glared at his subordinate.
What do you mean Zamfir is out of action? There has been no action.
It could be the chairman. It could be the chairman's way of punishing him for that foolish jest in the boardroom to make sure a problem ship came along. Easy enough to do, not easy to handle. He could hardly go back and complain. And he wondered if the chairman had any other surprises for him. The younger man looked nervous, as well he might.
Drive problem. A failure of synchronization in the FTL generator with resultant surge damage on downshift.
A real problem, although it usually resulted from poor maintenance. In safe situations, the best solution was complete shutdown of both drives with a cold start of the sublight drive once the residual magnetics had diminished to a safe level. But that left the ship passive, unable to maneuver at all. Straussi had his doubts, though. He could not verify the problem from here, and he didn't trust the chairman's great-nephew.
You are telling me that you did not adequately inspect your ship before starting off on this mission?
Sir, the Admiral knows we were assigned to this mission only 14 hours before launch.
The Admiral also knows the entire fleet has been on alert, all ships to be ready to depart at 1 hour's notice. Had you slacked off, Captain?
No, Admiral. It wasn't that. It was just...
Just that you somehow failed to notice a problem that any first year fresh out of school could see, Captain. Now, let me put it this way. Either you get your ship back into formation, or we leave you. I am not risking this mission for someone too stupid and lazy to do the job for which he was overpaid.
The benignity commands.
That was the only possible answer. The Admiral watched the scans. Zamfir continued to lag. The lag widened. By the estimate of the senior engineer aboard the Paganini, the other cruiser's in-system drive had lost 30% of its power.
If the RSS ship was right, their cruiser might be able to take Zamfir.
If they want to waste their time attacking our stragglers, they have my blessing. Let them trade salvos with Zamfir. Paolo might actually blow them away and regain my respect, and at least they'd be out of our way. Now, our objective is the Xavier system, to prepare it for the use of the entire fleet. We don't care what happens to Zamfir.
And Cusp?
The Admiral considered. The little killer ship, now flanking Zamfir, had been intended as rear guard and as messenger both. Had the damaged cruiser been where it should, Cusp would have been the tail of the formation.
Bring Cusp to its normal position.
He was almost glad to leave Zamfir out there, unprotected. Paolo's carelessness was going to cause trouble no matter what happened. He was the chairman's great-nephew. He was supposed to come out of this a hero. Instead, he had already caused trouble. He stared at the scans, waiting for Cusp to close up. Nothing happened. The two ships dropped still farther behind.
What is his problem?
Then the Admiral remembered. The captain of Cusp was Paolo's brother-in-law. They had always been close. Well, fine. Let them both hang back, and maybe the Familius commander would think it was some new tactic and engage them. Together, they should be an easy match for an RSS cruiser. Perhaps this would work out after all. Of course, it was bad for discipline, but he could rescind the order.
I've changed my mind. Order Cusp to hold position and engage the enemy at will. We have sufficient margin of superiority. We can afford to test new tactics.